Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes as we're able to share these few moments together on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Today, we are studying 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 24. And today's reading concludes the first chapter. The Apostle Paul informs the Corinthians about his change in travel plans and commends them for standing firm in the faith. And again, God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So, let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. We are proud that our conscience assures us that our lives in this world, and especially our relations with you, have been ruled by God-given frankness and sincerity, by the power of God's grace, and not by human wisdom. We write to you only that you can read and understand, but even though you now understand us only in part, I hope that you will come to understand us completely, so that in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can be as proud of us as we shall be of you. I was so sure of all this that I made plans at first to visit you in order that you might be blessed twice, for I planned to visit you on my way to Macedonia and again on my way back in order to get help from you for my trip to Judea. In planning this, did I appear fickle? When I make my plans, do I make them from selfish motives, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God speaks the truth, I promise you that it was not a yes and a no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was preached among you by Silas, Timothy, and myself, is not one who is yes and no. On the contrary, he is God's yes. For it is he who is the yes to all of God's promises. This is why, through Jesus Christ, our Amen is said to the glory of God. It is God Himself who makes us together with you sure of our life in union with Christ. It is God Himself who has set us apart, who has placed His mark of ownership upon us, and who has given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the guarantee of all that He has in store for us. I call God as my witness. He knows my heart. It was in order to spare you that I decided not to go to Corinth. We are not trying to dictate to you what you must believe. We know that you stand firm in the faith. Instead, we are working with you for your own happiness. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, where the Apostle Paul says, "It is God Himself who makes us, together with you, sure of our life in union with Christ." So, Paul had intended to visit Corinth after going through Macedonia, and when it turned out that he wasn't able to do that, people are accusing him of vacillating or changing his mind, or he doesn't know his yes from his no, or whatever, but basically, in verse 20, Paul is telling them that, it was fully his intention, but it worked out to their betterment. He wasn't going to have to come there and chew them out for some of the wrong things that were going on. So it was to their betterment that he not go there, but he is planning on visiting them soon. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. And with your Spirit in my heart, I have the assurance that I belong to you in union with Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to a close. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Corinthians to forgive an offender. Until tomorrow morning, then, I encourage you to read God's Word, to hold on to the promises of God's Word, and to know that God's Word is always yes and amen. God bless.